presentation.
Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison Norman. Allison was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. With a cold today, you can probably hear it in my voice. So we're gonna make it through. I think I'll be okay without coughing or anything like that. But gosh, great. This is classic. If you're a Mike Kelly's, a longtime Real Estate Hour listener, you know this song very well. This time of year, every year, we start thinking about getting you in a home by Christmas. And it just brings back some memories of our Mike Kelly. And this, you know, him and Joe said last week we had to fight every year. It's not time yet. Well, you know, it kind of, yes, it is. It is time. And if you're thinking, it was time a couple of weeks ago, but we had, you know, the fires and all of that, so we kind of got caught up in that, and it wasn't the time yet, really. But really, if you want to be in a home by Christmas, it is time to start looking, and really, you should have already been looking if you wanted to get into a home by the end of this year, but it's not too late. There are some great lenders here in town that, you know, and a lender can only do as good as the information they get from their client. So, you know, a lot of times, and we'll hear, you know, that it's the lender's fault, nothing, you know, things are taking longer than they should, and all of this. And a lot of times when you dig a little deeper, it's they didn't get the information they needed in a timely manner. And, you know, so as a buyer, it's really important for you to get that information, have a really complete loan package when you start looking at a property. And, you know, there's some lenders here in town that can get a loan closed in a couple of weeks if they have all the information up front that they need. And you, as the buyer, are fully qualified. You just need to find the house that's also going to be fully qualified, and they have to do the appraisal and the, you know, take a look at the prelim. And that should be the way you move forward as a buyer. It shouldn't be that you find the house that you love and then you go, oh my gosh, I better go talk to a lender. You know, because then it is going to take you a little longer, and chances are you'll probably miss out on that house if you're not quite ready yet, because somebody else may be ready and you know, be able to get in there quicker and with a stronger offer than you. So really important to get that information, all of your information together. I'm wanting to talk. Paperwork. I have a transaction coordinator that does all of my files and transactions, and thank goodness for that, because, you know, it is hard to keep track of all that stuff. And I'm talking for my transaction coordinator. That's for my files and keeping everything, you know, making sure that I've got all the paperwork in that I need for a transaction, for a real estate transaction. But, you know, in my personal side of my life, you know, having to find those, you know, where did I put those tax returns? Where, you know, the all of the stuff the lender is going to ask for, you know, it's hard to keep it. But if you make buying a home a priority, then you got to keep track of all that stuff and have it available. Have all, you know, your W-2s, your, you know, the bank statements, the tax returns, be ready for the things that the lender is going to ask you for, and get it to the lender in a timely manner so that they can get everything together for you. And then, like I said, if you have a strong loan package together, we can close a loan, and, you know, a lender can close a loan in, you know, I think I mentioned last week, I did one that was a 10-day and it was a loan. And, you know, if you're paying cash, you can close in a week, you know. So if you find the perfect property on December 20th, we can get you in there by Christmas. It's a little of a stretch, and, you know, you might want to, you know, put a little bit more time into doing inspections and stuff. But there are times when, you know, we can make that happen. So Anyway, so kind of continuing on that, last week we talked about VA financing and getting you into a home this year with no money down if you are a veteran. But I wanted to, you know, kind of then go and talk about some other loans and some other ways to get you in a home. We're going to kind of continue that theme of getting you into a home, you know, hopefully by the end of this year. If not, let's make it our goal to get you into a home at the beginning of 2020. And what a great goal that is, if that is your goal. You know, Joe said, 2020, how is that possible? It is. We're coming up to 2020. So, you know, there are some other, we talked about VA financing, which is really thought of as, you know, the only no money down loan. And it's a great program for veterans. And there are some very important details about it that make it a little bit hard to get an offer accepted. And I forgot to post the podcast, but if you want to listen to that or you missed it and want to know more about VA financing, you can call me and I'll talk to you more about it. Or you can you can listen to the podcast. If you go to ksro.com and then go to shows, and then there's a little drop down menu for Ask the Expert. Click on that and then click on Allison Norman Real Estate, and that'll take you to the podcast, and you can look at last week's, and I'll post it on Facebook. I usually do, and I forgot last week. Like I said, I've been fighting off a cold, just kind of dragging myself around this week. But it was some good information about VA financing and what you need to do and what you need to look for and why it's important to work with a realtor who understands the VA process. And can explain it, you know, to the other agent on the other side and kind of explain what you need and what you're looking for and how that whole process works. So I thought it was some good information. And if you missed it, look for the podcast. But today, we'll take a break shortly. But when I come back, I want to talk about some other options for no money down. There is one other loan that is another true 100% finance loan, and that is the USDA loan. And when you hear USDA, you think of, you know, grade A USDA beef, you know, agriculture and all that. But USDA does a home loan, and it's an ag loan, and it's basically for rural. It's a rural division of USDA. If you want to get a little head start and look it up and follow along, it's the website. You go to RD, as in rural development, .usda.gov, and that'll pull up all the information. And then I also, on the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, I put the link for the eligibility area of that website where you can actually put in an address, and it'll tell you if you're eligible. And pretty much in Sonoma County, the 101 corridor is not eligible because it's they base it on, it's a rural loan, so they base it on population, and you know, if it's a highly populated area, which usually the urban core is, it's not eligible for that loan. So, but if you go further out away, and if you don't have an address to put in, you can just zoom in on the map, and it'll show you the areas that are colored. It's kind of like a tan, beige color. You'll see it if you go to the map. Those are the areas that are not eligible. So if you look outside of that, and in places like Windsor and Healdsburg, out at the Russian River area, parts of Sebastopol, you know, further up Cloverdale, there are areas that are still eligible for USDA financing. And it's a great program, and it'll get you into a home at 100% down. So we'll talk about that when we get back, some more information about that. And then some other interesting ideas about down payments. There are some California grants. There's some down payment assistance programs, and then some ideas about crowdfunding, which we've talked about before on the Real Estate Hour over the years. And I think it's still a viable option and something to think about if you're looking for a way to get a down payment to get into a home. There's also some really low down payment loans so that you don't necessarily have to have the down payment assistance. So we're going to pretty much focus on that today, how to get yourself into a home, whether it's this year or beginning of next year. And then we'll see how much time we have left and maybe talk a little bit about disclosures and inspections and whatnot, but that'll probably carry over to next week. Anyway, I am Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll dive into the USDA loan, how it works, what it's all about, and how you can get into a home with no money down. We'll be right back.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. And this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, 103.5 and 94.5.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
During these tough economic times, when many families are living paycheck to paycheck, it can be easy to lose sight of the importance of saving for the future. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know there are some simple steps you can take to set aside dollars each month for retirement, college tuition, or unexpected expenses that could come your way. Most important is to review all your expenses and establish a monthly budget. Then examine every spending category and cut 10% from each. You can't reduce fixed expenses like rent or mortgage or a car payment, but you can easily cut back in many other areas like entertainment or using mass transit when possible instead of driving. And take a look at trying to bundle services such as your cell phone, land phone, cable TV, and internet service. For more tips and to speak with a certified credit counselor who can start you on the right track, call the NFCC at 800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. This has been a public service message from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And that was our classic Real Estate Hour music for November. And I guess it'll take us in December. Although once we get into December, it's a little bit tough to get you into a home by Christmas. But, you know, maybe you're already in the process and excited about having your first, maybe even Thanksgiving in your home for Christmas. Or home this year in Thanksgiving. It's just, I talked about last week, a special place in my heart for, home ownership and getting into a home and actually owning your home and not renting. And to some people, you know, owning your house isn't a priority, and that's okay. But for those of you that have this dream of owning a home, let's work on getting you into a home. And so we're going to be focusing on, you know, how to get you into a home this year or beginning of next year, because a lot of times if you're just starting to think about it, there is a process of, you know, getting you in, and maybe you are going to need to do some, you know, working on your credit, paying down some bills, and the best way to start that is to talk to a lender, and there are some great lenders here in Sonoma County that can help you through that. I would encourage you to find a good lender here. I'm glad to refer you to some of the lenders that I know will do a good job in not just getting you a loan, but they really do sit down and talk to you about, okay, you know, what do you need to do to get yourself going? Maybe you haven't been at your job long enough, and you can kind of talk about that, how, you know, what do I need to do? And maybe you need to pay down a car payment, or you have a student loan you need to deal with. There's a lot of things that are, you know, could be keeping you from being able to get a home, but I don't want you to be discouraged because there are ways to not necessarily get around it, but there are, you know, lenders know what you can do to quickly make some changes to make you eligible for a loan. And, you know, and if you're not ready, they'll let you know and they'll give you, you know, some information on what the process is to get you ready. Don't give up on your dream if you think you've got some issues. You know, getting a loan, there's two parts of the, you know, am I eligible for the loan? There's income reasons, there's credit reasons, there's, you know, debt to income ratios. Do you just simply not make enough money to afford a home in Sonoma County? And then maybe, you know, you look at some other options. But if, you know, so there's a lot of different pieces of the puzzle, but start the process and find out and don't get discouraged. And if one lender tells you, nope, you know, there are some lenders, I've heard stories of lenders that just really will just, you know, kind of brush you off and say, nope, you don't qualify, you know, and then people just, you know, walk away feeling discouraged. But, you know, just like anything, ask around and get some second opinions and see who is willing to help you get yourself ready to own a home. And I'm glad to help you with that process if you need some advice on who to talk to, what to do. And then once you're ready, you know, let's get you out there looking at homes and find you something. And there's a lot of, just real quick, so you know what's available out there. There are a lot of active homes on the market right now. I mean, it has gone down a little bit, kind of similar to last week. It's at 939 active single family homes in all of Sonoma County, and that's across the board in every price point. And then condos, there's 114. Multifamily, which is 2 to 4 units, there are 41. So, again, you know, buying a duplex or a triplex where you're going to live in one, you can get FHA financing. You can get, I think even this USDA program we're going to talk about, you can, they do have a multifamily option. And with all of these, you have to live in one of them. But it's a great way to have that extra income because you've got a renter in there, and the lender in most cases will use that extra income towards your income and towards your qualifying for a loan. So it's a good option. So there are 41 active multifamily units, 2 to 4 units. And then mobile homes, another great option. Most of the financing, I think all, you know, they're not going to apply to a mobile home unless it's on a permanent foundation on land that you own. Financing really isn't going to work for you, but you know, maybe buying a mobile home is a good first option. Getting into a home if you can't qualify for that, you know, you don't have the high enough income to get a loan on a home here in Sonoma County. Mobile home's a good option. You just need to be aware of the fact that the park rents can be pretty pricey in some of the parks, so you need to check that. And then also qualifying, you do need to qualify to rent, you know, to rent a space. So even if you can have cash and you want to buy a house or, you know, buy a mobile home, you still have to qualify for the rent at the park. And that's kind of part of the contingency of buying a mobile home, is that you fill out a rental application. So there's a lot of, you know, people think, oh, mobile home's a good option because I don't have good credit and I can't get a home loan, but I have this cash that I could buy a mobile home with. It doesn't necessarily work that way. You really need to check into that first. And what's difficult is a lot of the mobile home parks won't take a rental application until you're actually in escrow on a property there in the park, which is, in my opinion, kind of ridiculous. I mean, it would be nice if you could go to a park that you're interested in, see if you qualify to rent that space, and then put an offer in on a mobile home. But for some reason, they don't do it that way. Anyway, we're keeping an eye on lots, residential lots in Sonoma County, 335. That's pretty consistent with what it has been. It's just kind of staying there. Some are selling, others are coming on the market. Not a lot of activity. But when you look at that 03 and 04 zip code, which pulls in, you know, Mark West, Fountain Grove, Coffee Park, all of that, and look at the residential lots there. There are 164 active residential lots. So if you're thinking about maybe buying a lot in building a house, or there's these prefab, and they are considered stick built by the lender, but they are kind of there's several different homes out there that are, they're kind of like a prefab. They come partially put together, they bring them out to your site, they drop them down, bolt it all together, and voila, you have a home. And the city of Santa Rosa and your lender acknowledges most of those as stick-built homes and lendable. You know, again, talk to your lender, say this is what. And a lot of these companies also have some financing available, or they can give you financing options. So, you know, that's another good way. There's just a lot of there's a lot of different options. So I wouldn't, you know, if you think you can't buy a home, think about getting creative and let's see what we can do to get you into a home. So one loan that I wanted to talk about is USDA financing, and we'll get started, and then we're gonna have to go to the news and we'll finish up. But So USDA is the United States Department of Agriculture, and usually, like you said, you think of, you know, USDA approved meat, you know, in the grocery store. But that's not the only thing they do. They actually, United States Department of Agriculture, the Rural Development Department has a home loan. And a single family housing guaranteed loan program. It's called Program 101. This is on their page that lets you know all about this loan program. And I've done a few of these, and it's I haven't done one in a couple of years, but I don't think they've really changed much. It's basically very similar to FHA financing, where there are some health and safety requirements. The appraisal is a little bit stricter than a normal conventional loan. Similar to an FHA loan, but not as stringent as a VA loan, which we talked about last week, where a VA, they actually require you to have a pest report done as part of the purchase contract, and then all of the, any things, you know, Section 1 items and often Section 2 items if they involve, you know, plumbing, things that they consider health and safety issues that they require all of that to be repaired as part of the loan approval process. With USDA, it's not. It's more like an FHA, where they are going to be looking for things like they're going to look at the roof. They're going to look for broken windows. If it's an older home, they're going to be concerned about peeling paint, because then there's a chance that there could be some lead exposure if it's an older pre-78 home. They're going to put their head up in the attic and down in the crawl space, which a normal appraiser doesn't, you know, really do. They're not so concerned. But, you know, if they open up the crawl space and they see some standing water, you're going to have an issue. So it's just a little bit more stringent of an appraisal process. But other than that, you can get in 100% financing. And like I said, it is a... It's a rural loan, so it is only rural areas that are eligible, and it changes based on the population of an area. And so you really, the only way to know if you're eligible or if your home that you're interested in or the area you're interested in is eligible is to look at their map and pull up an address, or just zoom in and see the areas that are not eligible. And if it's in an area that is eligible, then, you know, you can look in that area and talk to a USDA lender. So we'll talk more about it when we get back, and I think we're going to take a break and go to the news. But, you know, a couple of things to know. There are income eligibility. There are just, you know, certain lenders that do USDA loans. But you can get in for 100% financing, so it's a good option. We'll talk about it more when we get back. We're going to take a break, go to the news. I am Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Let's get you into home by Christmas.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
More than half a dozen witnesses are scheduled to testify this week in the public impeachment hearings. This after the committee had a rare Saturday session yesterday questioning a federal budget official.
The committee also released transcripts of two other witnesses. One of them, Jennifer Williams, is a staff member of Vice President Mike Pence. She was on the July 25th call in which Trump repeatedly brought up investigating the Bidens and the 2016 election. She testified she found the mention of those investigations unusual and inappropriate.
ABC's David Wright. Though advisors urged him to let the military justice system work, President Trump has pardoned two service members accused of war crimes. Army Lieutenant Clint Lawrence was sentenced for ordering a soldier to fire at unarmed Afghan motorcyclists. Major Matt Goldstein was charged with the murder of an alleged Afghan bomb maker. Pete Buttigieg is now leading the pack in the Democratic primary race in Iowa, according to a new poll. I'm Linda Lopez.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Sunny conditions to start the week. Today, a high of 77, 62 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 44, 46 on the shores. 77 then for Monday, 62 in Bodega Bay and still blue skies. Tuesday, though, partly cloudy at 70 degrees, 60 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. This song makes me want to, you know, pour a cup of hot cider and sit by the fire in my new home. Yeah, that's actually one thing I don't have. I've been in my home since 1997, I bought my home, and it doesn't have a fireplace, and I really kind of miss that. Although, not to bring up a touchy subject, but the city of Santa Rosa actually is voting. I think it still has to go through a couple hurdles, but to get rid of gas in all new construction, which I don't know. I don't think I agree with their thought process on that, but there's a lot of different sides of that story. But anyway, so and we've got, you know, I don't think, you know, burning actual wood in a fireplace. So we have so many spare the air days here in Sonoma County. It's actually a disclosure when you sell a house that there are spare the air days, and there are going to be days that you aren't going to be able to use your fireplace. You know, so gas fireplace is a great option, you know, I always thought. And so now new homes, they're saying, you know, it hasn't passed yet, but I from what I understand, but I think we're getting pretty close to them passing that new ordinance of all new homes needing to be all electric, no gas. So anyway, not going to take any calls on that. Not going to go there, but just brought that up when I thought about sitting in front of the fire, listening to Christmas carols. We're talking about getting you into a home by Christmas or by the end of the year, which is, you know, coming up under, less than 40 days now. It's like almost a month away, a little over a month. Or, you know, by the end of the year, which we can do. So what, you know, if you are already in the process of looking for a home, there's a really good chance if you find something in the next couple of weeks that you're going to be into a home by the end of the year. And there's a lot of properties out there right now, and there's homes that have been sitting on the market. And I would encourage you to, you know, there are going to be those sellers that are just digging their feet in and saying, nope, this is my price. I don't care if I sell or not. But there's other people, other sellers that, you know, maybe priced a little high. Maybe the house didn't sell as fast as they thought it would. The market has kind of done a funny little, I don't know if it's a stall, just kind of a slowdown. At the same time, there's houses that are moving very quickly. So it's just, as usual, kind of a weird market. But, you know, look and see what's out there. And, you know, you're not going to be able to put a low offer in on something that just came on the market. But if there's something that's been sitting on the market for, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, I don't think it hurts to put a lower offer in. And, you know, it, not just to throw an offer out there that, you know, just a junk offer, really just throw a lowball offer, but to really put an educated offer together and say, look, you know, in my mind, based on the comps I'm seeing, I think this house is worth this to me, and based on the work that I'm going to need to put in, the updates I'm going to need to do, and see what happens. It's, you know, I think it starts a conversation of anything else. So don't be afraid to put an offer in on a property, you know, as long as it's a, you know, an educated offer that you can kind of justify why you're putting that lower than their list price offer in. And like I said, some sellers aren't ready to come down, and that's okay, you know, and they'll either sell or they won't. And but as from the buyer standpoint, as you trying to get into a home, you know, take a look at the offers that, I mean, the listings that have been on the market for over 30 days. See what's going on with those, and see if it makes sense to put a lower offer in. Even if you're working with a realtor already, you know, talk to your realtor about that. Or give me a call if you're not working with a realtor already. That's what I do, is help people get into homes, or help you sell a home if you're looking to sell your home. And you know, and maybe next week we'll talk a little about the process of selling a home to buy a home and the different ways you can do that. But right now we're talking about getting you into a home with little or no money down. So we were talking about USDA financing, and it's the United States Department of Agriculture, Rural Development. I'm having a hard time talking today between my nose is plugged and my throat feels like it's closing up on me. I have a cold. I have a sore throat. You could probably hear it in my voice. But anyway, so if I'm stumbling, that is why. Anyway, so we're talking about USDA, and this is the Single Family Housing Guaranteed Loan Program that they offer. It is a zero money down loan. I haven't done one in a couple of years, but I have done a few, done as in represented a buyer. There are lenders here in town that are qualified to help you through and do that loan for you. I believe on the USDA site, there is a, you know, you can go in and look for a list of local lenders. If you want to give me a call or send me an email, nodumbquestion@gmail.com. It's a great way to get a hold of me. Say, hey, who are the lenders I could talk to about this program? I'll get you a list, some information about it. But, you know, it's a great loan. And like I said, it's similar to FHA financing as far as the appraisal and the fact that the house, you know, can't be a real major fixer. If there are health and safety issues, an appraiser is going to call them out, and the lender, underwriter, will want them taken care of. Or just simply, you know, won't do the loan, and then you get into all kinds of problems. So you need to really know what you're looking for. You know, a lot of times a lender will come out and take a look at the property and say, oh yeah, it should be fine, you know, or say, oh gosh, no, there's no way they're going to lend on this one. And your realtor should have a good idea of that as well. So you're not going to be able to look at a fixer for USDA. However, they do... I want to go through some of what the funds are eligible to be used for. And it actually, they do have a refinancing program where you can actually do some work on your home and bring it up to standards. There's some for, they also have a program for seniors, and it's not here on my list, but I remember reading about that for senior citizens, 65 and over, I think, to make a home more comfortable, to do repairs. That is part of the USDA program. But so who may apply for this loan? You have to meet the income eligibility, and it's based on the area. There is a page on their website where you can go in and find your area. There's actually also a link where you can put in your information, how many people in your family, what zip code do you live in, and it'll tell you what your eligibility income is, or if you are eligible for this loan. So you have to meet income eligibility. That's the big one. You have to agree to personally occupy the dwelling as your primary residence. But again, you know, if you're buying a duplex or triplex and you are going to be in one of those, I believe, and I'm not seeing it on here, but I believe it's the same as FHA, where you are able to, as long as you're in one of them, you qualify. Because I know that on their website, it mentioned multi-unit. And I just didn't pull that up. But anyway, so ask a lender about that if that's something you're thinking about doing. You have to be a U.S. citizen or a U.S. non-citizen national or qualified alien. You have to have the legal capacity to incur the loan obligation. So basically, you have to be able to pay the loan back. They're going to check your, you know, your credit, and they're going to check your income and all of that like a regular loan. You have not been suspended or debarred from participation in any federal programs. You have to demonstrate the willingness to meet credit obligations in a timely manner. I think that's probably a credit report they're talking about. And then purchase a property that meets all program criteria. So again, condition of the property, but not only that, in USDA, it has to be in a rural area, and that is identified by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. You type in the address, it'll tell you if it's eligible, or you look at their map and you can kind of get an idea of an area you're looking in if it would work for USDA financing. Or again, you know, talk to the lender you're working with if you already have started that process and say, hey, what about a USDA loan? So you have to check the eligible addresses. And then how may the funds be used? The funds are backed by loan guarantees, and they can be used for new or existing residential property to be used as a permanent residence. Closing costs and reasonable customary expenses associated with the purchase may be included in the transaction. So you can roll in your closing costs in there. And then a site with a new or existing dwelling. So, you know, a brand new home or so it's not a lot. It has to be a site with a new or existing dwelling. Repairs and rehabilitation when associated with the purchase of an existing dwelling. So you can do, you know, roll in, it's a kind of like the FHA has a 203K program, or, you know, Umpqua has their own, you know, rehab loan available. So there is an element of that. And again, you would have to talk to the USDA lender and say, hey, you know, could I do this? But they also have a refinance program too in here. So, you know, I'm giving you a lot of information, but basically there's a lot of good information on their website. And if you go to USDA, it's RD for rural development. So rd.usda.gov. And there's a whole bunch of information about the different programs they offer. So if you're not writing all this down, which there's no reason to. You can also listen to the podcast and it'll tell you more. But really the best thing, go on there and you know, poke around on their website and see if this is a loan for you. Essential household equipment such as wall-to-wall carpeting, ovens, ranges, refrigerators, washer, dryers, heating, and cooling equipment, as long as the equipment is conveyed with the dwelling. So it covers that, which is, I don't know why they even mentioned that, because it's that's kind of part of every purchase. And then purchasing and installing measures to promote energy efficiency. So solar panels, dual pane glass insulation. So these are some different parts of the program where you can, whether it's a refinance or a purchase, there are some things that you can roll into this loan, which is kind of the point I was trying to make. best thing to do is go to their website, take a look, and look at the different options. And you can click on loan, single family home, you can click on multifamily home, you can click on refinance and find out the different programs they offer. And if it makes sense for you, and this is a one good way to get you into a home for no money down. It really is a great program, and it's really not utilized as much as it could be, I think, here in this area, because people think, oh, it's, you know, country property, USDA, rural property loan, and a lot of the areas don't qualify. But really, if you look at the map, a lot of the outlying areas in Sonoma County do fit the eligibility map for USDA financing. So it's a great option, one way to get you in a home by Christmas at no money down. we'll talk about it. We're going to take a break, and we'll talk a little bit more about some different options for down payment assistance, things you should know about 100% financing and what that all entails. And then that and more. This is Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here on KSRO. We'll be right back.
Charlie Swanson, arts editor of the Bohemian.
So it's Sonoma County and Napa County. All the events, a lot of stuff that's been around forever, and then new stuff as well. So we try to pack it all in there.
Wow.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive. Afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Larkfield hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. I'll be home by Christmas. I can't sing normally, and then I'm singing with a cold, so sorry. Oh, yeah, I've got the raspy voice going on. Anyway, welcome to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. I wanted to focus this last month or so of the year on getting you into a home. We talk here on the Real Estate Hour a lot about community and what's going on in the community, what makes, you know, a strong community, which also makes a strong or, you know, breaks a real estate market, is, you know, what's happening in a community. But I like to kind of reel it back in once in a while and focus specifically on real estate and, getting your house ready to sell, the different processes of, you know, getting your house sold and things that you can do for that. But really, I think it's important. And I think a lot of people, you know, listen that are not homeowners and maybe thinking about owning a home. So want to focus this time of the year on getting you into a home, whether it's by Christmas or not, by the end of the year, by the beginning of next year, by the end of 2020, you know, the different people are going to have a different experience getting into a home. And, you know, maybe you're ready now, maybe you're not. Like I said at the beginning of the show, and have said before, it's really important to start that conversation. You can connect with a realtor now, and then, you're really not in a place to be out looking at homes until you've talked to a lender. So I would encourage you, whether you reach out to me as a realtor or reach out to a realtor you already know, or, you know, go find somebody that you connect with and start that conversation. And most realtors will have a resource of lenders that they can recommend to you. Or you start your process connecting to a lender that you know, or a lender that a family member recommends, or, you know, somebody. But just start the conversation. Start somewhere. And that's the best place to start. Either talk to a realtor, talk to a lender, and say, okay, I want to buy a house this year. I want to buy a house next year. What do I need to do to get that process started? And there's this huge misconception that you have to have a huge amount of money down to buy a house. And it's just not true. There are a lot of loan programs that, you know, there are 3% down loans. There's 5% down loans. There's 10, there's 20, you know, there's a lot of the thing that is good about having more money to put down is that you don't have mortgage insurance if you get to that 20% mark. So that's where that 20% has kind of come into play. And it's been that misconception that you have to have 20% down to buy a house. And you just don't have to. You can get a lower down payment loan, like we just talked about with VA, it's 100% financing, USDA 100% financing. And then there's 3%, 5%, 10% down loans. So if you don't have that 20% down, it's okay. You're just going to have some mortgage insurance tacked on. It'll make your payment a little bit higher, and will make what you qualify for as far as purchase price will be a little lower, because your debt to income, you know, they take that into account, the mortgage insurance. But it's important to know that you don't have to have that 20% down. So, you know, FHA has a great page, website, and I'll post it on the Facebook page, which is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. But if you go to FHA.com, there is a good website for no money down. So if you go to home buyer grants, there's a you go to this FHA page, and you go, it's FHA.com, and this is actually not a the FHA page. This is a privately owned website, it says here, but it is FHA.com. Go there and just know when you're going there, this isn't the FHA page, but there's some good information that I found about home buyer grants. And there is a Cal Home program. They go by state. So you put in California and then you can look and see the different loans that are available. That are down payment assistance. There's the CHAFA. There's a 1.5% down payment assistance. There's also, California has something, and I may have to cover it when we come back another day, because I can't really get into all of this too much with the time we have left. But there is a California down payment assistance grant. The difference between a grant and a down payment assistance program in loan is that, you know, it's actually, there's a loan that you're paying that you have to pay back. A grant, you don't. So California has, and it's limited to the amount of money each year they have available, but they actually have a down payment assistance program that's a grant. So, you know, ask your lender about this, and there are some reasons why it's not a good loan, and maybe a different loan would be a better option for you. But that's why you need to start that conversation with your lender. And there's here's another idea that I know, and we've talked about, and I want to make sure we fit it in. There are some websites and some information. And I was looking for, and I can't find it on my phone. I have to find it on my computer. I think, some of the past posts from the Real Estate Hour, and maybe you can go in and play around at Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. But type in crowdfunding or crowdsourcing for your down payment. One of them that I know we've talked about in the past is called Feather the Nest. Feather the Nest, you're like a little bird's nest. But it basically, it is a program. It's like a gift registry, like you go to, you know, Target or Nordstrom's or Macy's or whatever, you know, for a wedding, and you fill out a gift registry, or for a baby shower. Sorry. The cold meds are kicking in. If you go to but it's like that. It's like, so you can say, you can fill out, you basically create your nest in this website. And you know, go in and do your own research and find out about, I'm not endorsing featherthenest.com, but I think it's an interesting concept. And it is a type of crowdsourcing. And there are other ones, you know, different websites and different companies that do this. But, you know, it's an interesting thing. You know, say, you know, look, reach out to your family and say, you know what, we don't want any gifts. So if you're getting married, say, and you really want to buy a home and you want to have a good down payment to put down, you know, let your family know, you know, in lieu of gifts, we've got this Feather the Nest open, and would love if you could put some money into this towards our purchasing a home at some point. And again, also talk to your lender, because this is going to be considered, you know, there are ways to handle it. As far as, you know, anytime you get a chunk of money from someone that, you know, that isn't you, then you can't say, oh, this came from my job. You know, the lender wants to know where this money came from. And there's a way to season the money so that it, you know, they're not going to ask that. But if they just, if a chunk of money shows up in the bank account, they're going to consider that somebody gifted you or maybe loaned you the money. They're going to want to know about where this money came from. Is this money that you have to pay back? Is this going to be a debt that you owe? And do we have to include this in your debt to income and all of that? So, you know, definitely talk to your lender and say, hey, we're thinking of doing this Feather the Nest or some kind of crowdsourcing. Can we use this? And there's certain loans where it's eligible, certain loans where it's not. It's really important to have that conversation with your lender about where your money is coming from. So I think it's a great way. And there's other, you know, just, you know, Google crowdsourcing for real estate, and there's others out there. Do your research, make sure it's reputable and, you know, that money is safe that's put in there. But I just think it's a great option, and it's, you know, thinking outside the box, and you know, if your goal is to get into a home, then, you know, make that your goal and make that your priority and make that your, you know, unconditional, this is what I need to do to make it happen, and put a plan together. And, you know, maybe you need to, you know, stop eating out so much. Maybe you need to get a different car and reduce your car payment. You know, things that you, and it depends. If it's not that much of a priority to you, then it's not going to happen. So just, you know, make it your goal if it's important to you, and then put a plan in place, and reach out to a realtor, reach out to a lender, which really, honestly, is more important at the beginning, is to reach out to a lender. Get a good lender in place. Have your financing in place. But it's never too early to reach out to a realtor as well, because we, you know, can work together with your lender and really know how strong you are as a buyer, and then start looking at things. And sometimes, you know, I don't mind. I don't mind going out and looking at property before you're quite ready, because it helps you know what you're looking for. And sometimes if you think you need an acre of land and you go look at an acre and you go, oh my God, this is an acre, I don't need this much land. You know, or you think you need a 2,000 square foot house and you go look at a 1,400 square foot house and you realize it's enough. You know, so it's okay to go out and look. And open houses are a great way to, you know, if you want to just do it on your own. Anyway. That's we're going to run out of time. But, you know, if owning a home is a priority for you, let's get you into a home, whether it's by Christmas or, you know, sometime next year. But let's get it started. So we're going to kind of focus on that in the next couple of weeks, on different ways to get you into a home. This is Allison Norman. You've been listening to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great week, and get yourself ready to be in a home by Christmas.
The preceding was a paid presentation. News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
I'm Linda Lopez. Some highly anticipated witnesses are set to appear this week in the public impeachment hearings. George Sondland, who, according to testimony from other witnesses, played a key role in President Trump's attempt to pressure Ukraine into investigating the Bidens before releasing military aid, is set to testify this week. And Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Pence, who was on the Ukraine call, will also appear. Republican Congressman Chris Stewart, on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, downplayed the hearings.
I think the longer these hearings goes on, I think the less...